I felt him die then. I also felt the surge as his hand found the neural shunt, the white light warmth of the surge to the Schrone loop, as everything Johnny Keats ever was or would be exploded into me. Almost, almost, it was like his orgasm inside me 2 nights earlier, the surge and throb and sudden warmth and stillness after, with the echo of sensation there. I lowered him to the floor and let the acolytes remove the body, taking it out to show the crowd and the authorities and the ones who waited to know. I let them take me away. I spent 2 weeks in a Shrike Temple recovery crash. Burns healed, scars removed, alien metal extracted, skin grafted, flesh regrown, nerves rewoven. And still I hurt. Everyone except the Shrike priests lost interest in me. The Corps made sure that Johnny was dead, that his presence in the Corps had left no trace, that his cybrid was dead. The authorities took my statement, revoked my license, and covered things up as best they could. The web press reported that a battle between dregs-level hive gangs had erupted onto the concourse mall. Numerous gang members and innocent bystanders were killed. The police contained it. A week before word came that the hegemony would allow the Yggdrasil to sail with pilgrims for the war zone near Hyperion, I used a temple farcaster to cast to Renaissance Vector, where I spent an hour alone in the archives there. The papers were in vacuum press, so I could not touch them. The handwriting was Johnny's. I had seen his writing before. The parchment was yellow and brittle with age. There were 2 fragments. The first read, "The day is gone, and all its sweets are gone. Sweet voice, sweet lips, soft hand, and softer breast. Warm breath, light whisper, tender semitone. Bright eyes, accomplished shape, and languorous waist. Faded the flower and all its budded charms. Faded the sight of beauty from my eyes. Faded the shape of beauty from my arms. Faded the voice, warmth, whiteness, paradise. Vanished unseasonably at shut of eve, when the dusk holiday, or holy night, a fragrant curtained love begins to weave the woof of darkness thick for hid delight. But as I've read love's missal through today, he'll let me sleep, seeing I fast and pray." The second fragment was in a wilder hand and on rougher paper, as if slashed across a notepad in haste. "This living hand, now warm and capable of earnest grasping, would, if it were cold and in the icy silence of the tomb, so haunt thy days and chill thy dreaming nights, that thou wouldst wish thine own heart dry of blood, so in my veins red life might stream again, and thou be conscious calmed. See, here it is. I hold it towards you. I'm pregnant." I think that Johnny knew it. I don't know for sure. I'm pregnant twice. Once with Johnny's child, and once with the Schrone loop memory of what he was. I don't know if the two are meant to be linked. It will be months before the child is born, and only days before I face the Shrike. But I remember those minutes after Johnny's torn body was taken out to the crowd, and before I was led away for help. They were all there in the darkness, hundreds of the priests and acolytes and exorcists and ostiaries and worshippers. And as one voice, they began to chant, there in that red dimness under the revolving sculpture of the Shrike, and their voices echoed in Gothic vaults. And what they chanted went something like this. "Blessed be she. Blessed be the mother of our salvation. Blessed be the instrument of our atonement. Blessed be the bride of our creation. Blessed be she." I was injured and in shock. I didn't understand it then. I don't understand it now. But I know that when the time arrives and the Shrike comes, Johnny and I will face it together.